This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia, China, Pakistan, and other regional states called on the United States on Friday to engage with the Taliban and fund aid to Afghanistan, though they also urged the insurgents to yield power to a more inclusive government. The fate of Afghanistan dominated a summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, formed 20 years ago as a talking shop for Russia, China, and ex-Soviet Central Asian states, but which has lately expanded into a bloc with wider regional ambitions. India and Pakistan joined in 2017, and Iran joined on Friday. Leaders of the group say it's the responsibility of the West in general, and the United States in particular, to help avert a humanitarian disaster in Afghanistan, where aid was propping up the government swept away by the Taliban last month. Russian President Vladimir Putin called on Washington to unfreeze assets of the Afghan Central Bank, which have been blocked since the Taliban takeover, saying without access to the funds, Afghanistan's new rulers would be tempted to turn to drugs and arms trades. A delegation of West African leaders arrived in Guinea on Friday, a day after the regional bloc imposed sanctions on the country's new military leaders for ousting President Alpha Conde in a September 6 coup. The 15-member Economic Community of West African States demanded a swift return to constitutional rule after the Special Forces unit seized control of Guinea's presidential palace, detained Conde, and declared itself in charge. The bloc agreed at a summit in Ghana on Thursday to freeze the financial assets of the junta members and their relatives, bar them from traveling, and demanded Conde's release. The junta has not responded to the sanctions. This is VOA News. Somalia's regional leaders on Friday appealed to the president and prime minister to end their damaging feud, warning of the risk of political instability in the Horn of African nation. The row escalated sharply on Thursday when President Mohamed Abdulhali Mohamed suspended the executive powers of Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble, a move swiftly rejected by the premier as unlawful. The two men have been at odds over top security appointments in a dispute that threatens to imperil repeatedly delayed elections and distract from efforts to confront a long-running Islamist insurgency. Leaders of Somalia's five semi-autonomous states called on the protagonists to stop, quote, exchanging statements, resolve their differences through mediation, and respect the interim constitution. The leaders also urged electoral bodies to speed up the long-delayed polls. Cambodia on Friday began vaccinating children as young as six against coronavirus, even though the World Health Organization has yet to approve a vaccine for anyone under 12. The Southeast Asian country has won praise for its swift vaccination program, which has seen more than 98% of the adult population receive at least one dose, according to its health ministry. Cambodia now plans to give children aged 6 to 12 two shots of a Chinese-made vaccine, with a third booster dose later. Sinovac has been approved for adult use in more than 50 countries, and China has cleared it for use in children. But health experts are not yet sure about the advisability of vaccinating younger children. The World Health Organization has urged countries to hold off jabbing those under 12. Singapore, which has one of the world's highest COVID-19 vaccination rates, is seeing encouraging signs that the number of severe cases is not rising at the same pace as new infections, a senior health official said on Friday. The health ministry says the country reported 910 new coronavirus cases on Thursday, but the number of people in serious condition remains low, however, with 12 in intensive care units from a total of 837 people hospitalized. A week ago, there were 7 ICU patients. About 82% of its 5.7 million population has been fully vaccinated. And Lebanon's new government raised gasoline prices on Friday, cutting a subsidy the prime minister has said is unaffordable as he advances plans to address a devastating financial collapse. The government also signed a new contract to carry out a forensic audit of the central bank, a step sought by donors who want to see Beirut enact reforms to unlock badly needed aid. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.